Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, November 20th, 2007, is a look at the historic start for the Packers and the upcoming season-defining two-week stretch for the green and gold. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
And the kick bounds across the 10, picked up by Williams, cutting to his right, gets a block, makes the turn to the 10, to the 15, 20, cuts it back left, 25, stumbling, 30, down the right sideline, 35, 40, 45 to the 50, he's to the 40, to the 30, he's going all the way to the house, touchdown, 95 yards!
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you
two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today, we'll revisit the steamrolling of the Panthers during my visit to Lambeau, shine the spotlight on Cheesehead TV's first blog battle, and of course, take a look at the Thanksgiving Turkey Day matchup with the Detroit Rock City Lions.
Detroit Rock City.
So let's get started.
Of course, with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We got the good. We got Tremon Williams, nothing but good.
Oh, my goodness.
Aaron Rouse.
His first professional pick. Well done, young Rouse.
Very, very, very well done.
And Donald Lee.
D. Lee.
D. Lee with two touchdown game.
Somebody step up and make a play, D. Lee.
D. Lee. Continuing to make plays after his big payday.
After a big payday.
Congratulations, Donald Lee.
We got the bad.
You know, I put Bob Sanders on there.
It's hard to put anything in the bad when you're 9-1.
It was very hard, I will admit. However, Bob Sanders seemingly stepped off the gas a little bit in the second half. He played it a little safe, which I understand.
Yeah, look.
But I got to put someone in the bad.
You know what I love? I love when the only knock against your team is that when our foot is on the opponent's neck,
right,
we sometimes don't step hard enough.
Yeah, that's fine. But we're still stepping. And we've been stepping 9 out of 10 games.
So we add to the bad. We got some Corey Hall. We got
Corey Hall, who's losing playing time to Kuhn. I mean, this is
a
development. I mean, Hall missed a couple of blocks. I mean, badly. And this is a week after we sung his praises, so maybe we're like a kiss of death or
there
something.
There you go. I don't even want to say what the third person you have in the bad is because I disagree totally.
I know.
The kid
you
is
were
good.
At the game, so you see a lot more than I do.
Look,
however,
It was Jarrett Bush. I know it was the kicker or the punter or whatever.
Right.
He literally just had his way with that dude. I guess if it's the kicker or the punter, you're
you
supposed
should
to.
Have the way.
But he also was really good in one-on-one coverage. Yeah, he got beat a couple times, but he is the third string cornerback.
I hear you.
He did really good, I thought.
I hear you. And we'll revisit that at a later date.
We'll revisit that
sure.
Because we got somebody who does deserve to be in the ugly. He's missed 5 of the last 15 kicks.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
He's had.
Mr. Mason Crosby.
Mason Crosby, the rookie.
I'm waiting. You know, I don't remember Jan Stenerud missing because the winds were swirling.
I will say.
As he was quoted saying
well,
after the
it was
game.
Like a 47-yard kick or something.
I don't care.
No, I will say that the wind was against him, and it was whipping.
Okay.
But you know what, buddy? It's going to be doing that.
This
Lambeau.
Is you're a Packer kicker. This is your job.
Now you thought it was going to be Vinny.
I did.
Vinny looked like a stud.
I emailed you and I said, you know, I'll bet $1 million I put Vinny Testaverde in the ugly column, and I was totally wrong. He looked great. I mean,
he looked amazing
considering who he had to throw to.
Now, granted, we were
and
only
the protection
throwing.
He was getting.
Well,
I mean,
great. He's got one of the best paid and bought and paid for lines on the NFL. Let's just say that
he
right
has
now.
A decent line. I'll say that he's
he
got gross.
Looked good.
You know, he's got wall.
That time when he ran, Corey Williams had something to say about it because I think Corey Williams thought he was going to be in the ugly category too.
Oh, I didn't think he was going to move around that much, but he did, man. I missed him one time. I underestimated his speed. You know what I'm saying? He kind of got outside on me. I didn't realize that old guy could still move like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he still can move like that.
He can play quarterback as well.
He's not Michael Vick. But
no,
Let me just tell you, I know that a lot of our listeners are
Transplants. You like know, ourselves. That makes sense.
And they probably don't get to go to a lot of games. And right. A lot of people out there, I was blessed to go to the Carolina game.
Right.
And to see this team, it is an amazing team, number one. It's a historic team.
It is.
Two.
First time since 1962.
It's one of the fastest Packer teams I've ever watched in my life.
That's what people say. That's what Brett says. I mean, but people I've talked to have said that.
Al Harris and Charles Woodson,
I know that we ended a podcast while we were like shut down corners, you know?
Right, yeah, absolutely.
No, it ain't no joke. No, they really are. Oh, when nice. When those two guys are on the field, they're literally the two best guys on the field. I mean, I love Aaron Campman. I love AJ Hawk. I love Nick Barnett.
Right.
But, and not even our defense. A lot of most offenses, the Vikings offense, unless Adrian Peterson's on the field.
Right.
But even then, I mean, every team, I really think Al Harris, Charles Woodson is the fastest guy on our team.
Well, I think he's got the best football speed.
It probably is not statistic. He's probably not statistically the fastest guy.
No, he's not.
And, but, you know, there's a whole controversy. The whole controversy in Green Bay and local radio.
What's that?
Especially after the game, is that we're playing Charles Woodson, especially like people like
punt return, right?
Harry Sidney.
Right.
Because he's returning punts, if we lose him, there's a domino effect, which I do agree with. But at the same time, he has been very, 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 very close to breaking him. And yeah, he probably has. If Tremont Williams had sure hands, I think
he'd be out there.
Yeah, he'd be out
there. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, those guys are insanely fast. Insanely fast.
Right. Well, and that's the thing you don't see on television.
And Al Harris, you don't get to see cornerbacks. That's the problem. On television, you don't really get to see cornerbacks.
You only see when they're caught on.
Right.
Okay.
Because that's where the
ball
is.
Some guy catches one pass against Harris, a couple passes against Woodson. All week you got to hear, are they really that good? Yes.
Yes.
You only see 20% of their game.
You're not trying to stop the guy from catching a ball ever. I mean, yeah you are.
You are, but you're not going to.
Are you going to be mad that you didn't do it a couple times? No.
No, you're going to get back up and play.
And nobody bumps like Al Harris. Even Charles Woodson doesn't bump like Al Harris.
He's a beast.
When he wants to bump you, you pretty much can guarantee you're not going to catch the ball. You're out of that play.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
And, he's great.
You know, speaking of out of the play, the people behind us in Section 122, okay, they're out of the play the entire game.
Oh, no.
They don't even know what the play is.
I can't believe people at Lambeau are
sad. It's really sad. My section is a lot of old people, and I'm not knocking old people. I know we got some old listeners out there. Got to give props to the old people. My favorite old person is my grandfather, and he was one of the biggest Packer fans I've ever met in my life. But
however,
this guy, I mean, okay, it's one thing if you don't know who Aaron Rouse is. I know he's on his second start this year.
All right, that's understandable.
But when you're going, who's number 25? Out loud.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Where have you been for the last couple weeks?
And the whole section. Now, I will say Packer fans are a little bit messed up. When Nick Barnett pushed Vinny Testaverde out of bounds, that was a good call.
It was a good call. Oh, I agree.
But if you would have been there, I mean,
People were like, that's ridiculous.
That's bullshit. It's like, come on. And the guy next to me was really cool because, you know, the people around me were pretty cool. But my whole life, the first time I ever went with my grandfather in these seats, my grandfather's had them the whole time since Lambeau started. And I got to put that in there.
Of course.
I had my cheese head on. I was all excited. I came from Los Angeles. I was living in Los Angeles. It was my first Packer game with my grandpa, regular season. I always got to go to Bishop's charity game.
Right.
But I never got to go to a real regular season game.
Right.
And the lady was like, are you going to wear that cheese head? She made me take it off.
What?
She made me take it off. It's the same lady that was behind us.
That's
when they
ridiculous.
Left, Rachel was like, oh my gosh, those people are so... They were talking junk about this little kid who had a sign that was trying to get his sign on. It was his 10th birthday. And they were like telling him to put down his sign
who
and they were in a huddle.
People?
Okay, so I've made some rules. It's about people like this. Yeah, you have money. Yeah, you've had Lambeau Field tickets your whole life. That doesn't entitle you. That shouldn't entitle you to everything.
To be an idiot.
If you're going to come to the game, that ain't your couch. It ain't your living room.
It's Lambeau Field.
And you know what? Right. You got to help the Packers out. You need to be that 12th man. So there's some freaking rules when you show up, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Banky's Lambeau rules.
Number one, when the Packers are on defense. Okay, wait. Number one, do not discourage the people in front of you from standing up at any time, and especially when the Packers make a good play.
I can't
these people,
fathom that.
Unless you make a if they make a touchdown, then you can stand up. Or if everybody in front of me stands up, then you can stand up. Okay, when the Packers are on defense, for those of you that don't know, when the Packers are on defense, on first and second down, okay, at the very least, yell or say, or, you know, whatever frequency.
Some kind defense. Of defense.
Or say something,
right?
Okay?
Make some noise.
First and second down. Kind of ramp it up on second down a little bit. Especially if they made a good play on first down. If it's third down on defense, do whatever you just did times three.
Right.
If it's fourth down.
And they're going for it.
In the event of this potentially historic moment, you should not have vocal folds left by the time the play is done. Okay? And when the Packers are on offense, okay?
Right.
Shut up. Wouldn't it be nice if one time you could just hear the blades of grass blowing in the field.
And then Brett Favre's cadence.
Green 19, huh!
That would be great.
That's all you heard. That's it.
Oh my goodness. Snap
of the ball and the leather and the,
guys rushing in the pads and that'd be great, but it's never going to happen.
Speaking of balls.
Oh, no.
I handed out 350 Cheesehead TV footballs.
That's right. Ladies
Rachel
and gentlemen.
Rachel and I handed them out. And if you, on the off chance, okay, this isn't even an off chance. It's a statistical improbability.
A high improbability. However, on the
off chance, you got a football from me, a Cheesehead TV yellow football. It's a 6-inch toy football.
You happen to be listening to this podcast.
Okay, we've already...
This is pretty much an impossibility. However, if those two events have intersected in your life, then you need to go to cheeseheadtv.com, email us
admin@cheeseheadtv.com,
email us a picture of yourself with your cheeseheadtv.com football, and we will send you a brand spanking new cheeseheadtv.com 15-ounce coffee mug.
Yes, we will.
It's a quality item, ladies and gentlemen.
It really is.
I drank my morning coffee out of it this morning.
And let's not forget, you can call us at 646-797-2909. That's our podcast voicemail line.
Tell us what you think. Make sure to call us.
Hey, if you don't have email, but you're listening to this podcast and you pick up your phone, you're like, I got a football, and you give us your address. Now, I want the picture because I need the proof, because I just want to prove to someone that this actually happened. So
the promotion of motion works, sweetie.
Now, I want to talk about this little blog battle you had going on.
I get home
to New York and you're fighting with people.
You're away for 3 days.
You're fighting with people named Packer Geeks.
I'm fighting with people. Packer Geeks.
I thought you bought PackerGeeks.com, the domain, like 5 years ago.
Oh, maybe I will. It's just a WordPress blog, so who knows. But, guys, I'm sorry. Steve, I think the guy's name is, one of the two brothers who posts there, wrote that it was an adequate offensive performance on Sunday. I'm sorry. Throwing for 3 touchdowns is not an adequate offensive performance.
No.
I called you spoiled, which you are.
Yes.
I also called you lazy.
Yes.
Which you probably are, but you're not really for that reason. So, all is forgiven. We're friends again. The Pabst flows freely.
Be friends.
So, that aside, we both agree on this upcoming game. Johnny Jolly will be out for the next 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Johnny Jolly, amazing block on the Tremont Williams
absolutely
return.
Amazing. But now, we need someone to step up.
It's not going to be Justin Harrell.
It's either going to be Colin Cole, or it's going to be Justin Harrell.
Mm. Or it's not going to be Justin Harrell.
It needs to be Justin Harrell.
Yeah, the kid...
needs to step up.
I'm not feeling it. Who's done better in the first round that was taken after Justin Harrell?
Justin Harrell.
And honestly, it's hard to find anyone.
There are some people making contributions. You got Dwayne Bowe. I mean, I think he's probably the runaway winner with that, you know, who's better than Justin Harrell
who's
taken after him award, if there was such a thing. But, you know, we're running 5 wide, and we're doing okay at wide receiver, so I don't really think that would have
Here's what's going to happen, though.
It mattered
Justin
much.
Harrell, who even knows if he's going to be active, okay?
I know. I mean,
so here's what's going to happen. KGB is just going to take more snaps, which is kind of unfortunate because he is so quick at the end.
He is. However, he has not been playing the run poorly this year.
No. And I will say that
I've been shocked.
Colin Jenkins didn't play the run as well as he has in the past.
No, and he's hurt.
And what happens
is when he has
to move into the inside.
Right. He's beat up.
Yeah,
he
I think he's a better end than a defensive tackle.
Speaking of KGB, they asked him about this whole ridiculous bounty episode.
They shouldn't even use the word bounty, number
it's
one.
It's ridiculous, but here's what KGB had to say.
I mean, Ted Thompson, didn't get that down to all of us, so now everything's taken care of. Now we understand what we need to do regarding that situation. So.
And here he talks about incentives and what incentives he needs.
The biggest incentive is to win games, you know, just to go out there, win game, be 9-1, and now shoot to be 10-1. And that's why we're looking forward to go up against the Detroit Lions. It's a short week. There's a divisional game. If we can do this, it'll be huge in what we're trying to accomplish this year.
He's right. It's a short week, and that's why I say they need to keep it simple.
Yeah.
Keep it simple this week, which, by all accounts, McCarthy is doing.
How can you not, really?
Exactly.
Though.
They're not in pads.
I mean, even
walkthroughs.
Yeah, they're not in pads, and nobody's practicing. Al Harris isn't going to practice.
Everyone's getting treatment, as well it should be. I mean,
the only person who needs to be getting practice is Mason Crosby. He needs to be kicking it 100 times a day.
Well, and he's in a dome this week, so hopefully there won't be any swirling winds to distract him.
Swirling winds.
Lions.
Give me a break. But back to the Lions game. We digress as usual.
Well, no, it's a Lions game.
It is. I know.
It could be important because Detroit is going to try to do the same thing we're doing on offense, basically.
Yeah, they're going to try and put the pedal to the metal, throw it around the yard.
Wide. They've got a pretty good running game. John Kitten is a pretty good quarterback.
Actually, they don't have a pretty good running game anymore because now they are dead last in the NFL. They've taken over our mantle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Most horrible running team
it's
in the NFL.
It's so hard to believe, though, because earlier in the season,
they were doing so well.
They were running over
people. They were running
people.
The ball. They ran over Chicago. I mean, they were doing well. But, you know, speaking of throwing it around the yard, I'm sorry. I am so sick and tired of getting short shrift from the national media,
from
the local media.
I'm not.
About our five wide receivers, our offense. It's the best offense in the NFL.
When people blow
after
smoke
the Patriots,
up our butt, I agree
but
with you.
It is time to recognize that we're better than the Cowboys.
When people blow smoke up our butt, we lose.
That's true.
In 1997,
right,
when we had 2 weeks of people going, oh, the Packers are going to win. They're going to beat Denver.
Right,
everything.
Right.
And we bought our own junk.
Right. It's
and
true.
We lost.
It's true. However, come on. Tell me that those five wide receivers are not better than the five in
week.
New England.
I called it out.
They're not
Corin
five
Robinson,
in
James
Owens.
Jones, Greg Jennings, Ruvell Martin, and Double D are better than anybody.
It's ridiculous, and I'm sick of getting the short shrift, and I believe we have a listener who agrees with us.
Anybody.
His name is Ross. He's out in California. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey, guys. This is Ross from Highland, California. Thanks for your podcast. I really appreciate it being way out west here and away from Wisconsin. But I just wanted to say after the Packers beat Carolina, it occurred to me that the Packers have so many excellent receivers. And Dallas and the Patriots really only throw to Moss and Terrell Owens. And yet, I don't really think they get the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, I agree with they don't get respect. Dallas does have Jason Witten and Patrick Creighton. And when
Patrick Creighton is junk.
I know.
I'm so sick of Patrick Creighton.
He is junk, but he has had really
junk.
Big games.
Witten is a talent. I'll give you that. And New England obviously has Welker and Stallworth.
When they're triple-teaming Owens, Patrick Creighton in a couple games has stepped up.
He better
up.
Make some plays.
Yeah.
Owens is drawing triple coverage.
And Owens and Moss are they're two of the few receivers in the NFL where it doesn't matter if you double-team them.
They're going to make
it's
plays.
It's very, 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 Absolutely. Very difficult to take them out of the game.
That is very true. Although Cleveland came close against Moss.
And I'd like to believe that with our shutdown corners that Charles Woodson and Atari Bigby can take Terrell Owens out of the game and make Patrick Creighton beat you with Al Harris in his face.
Good luck.
Now, the only thing there is, as we know, a really good tight end
is problematic for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
but we're way ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, don't.
We're
don't,
way ahead of ourselves.
But you know we're going to be asking Bob Sanders questions next week.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to have to because Jason Witten's coming to town. However, first, we're going to enjoy Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Wherever you are.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us.
If you're in the international area and you don't know what Thanksgiving is, just eat a turkey. Or if you're vegetarian, eat some tofurkey. I hear that's pretty good. Although
and we would be remiss if we did not say R.I.P. Jim Ringo.
Jim Ringo.
Starting center during the Lombardi
one
years.
One of the greatest centers.
Hall of Fame center.
In NFL history.
R.I.P.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed our latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.